Hello, and welcome to the Big E. Each fall, the nationally known Eastern States Exposition draws hundreds of thousands to this fascinating complex. Mallory has long provided fairgoers with a relaxing change of pace. The sights and sounds of animals bring forth an engaging environment for the fairgoer. You are entering the Mallory Complex through the main entrance under the rotunda. Every day is not the same here in the barn. On your left, you will see one of several different breeds of beef cattle that are exhibited during the fair. Cattle are divided into breeds based on physical characteristics. If it is the last weekend of the fair, you will catch the 4-H dog show. Beef cattle are raised for their meat. They are not raised for milk, as are dairy cows. Most of the beef cattle exhibited at the Big E are purebred cattle that will be the parents of those animals providing protein to your diet. The area on your right is the show ring. During the fair, this ring will be where many animals will compete for the coveted blue ribbon. If you are lucky enough to be here during a show, stop and listen to the judge's comments as he explains why one cow is better than the other. There are handouts at ringside that will also help you understand the judging process. Please press pause now. As you move through the complex, there is an information booth on your left. These folks are anxious to help you with any questions you may have. They know everything from what animals are showing today to when the circus starts. There are also restroom facilities with a separate family restroom in this area. Do you hear singing? It's the infamous singing refrigerator, talking to you about the value of dairy products in your everyday activities. If it is not going, just wait a second and the doors will open. Please pause to listen to the singing refrigerator. Next is the 3-A-Day of Dairy quiz show. Please press pause to learn about dairy products. Milk is not made at the grocery store, but where does it all come from? Turn the corner and have a seat in the bleachers. If you get there at the right time, there will probably be a cow standing in a funny-looking metal frame. This is the milking parlor where exhibitors bring their cattle to be milked. Cows need to be milked 2 times a day at least, even if they are away from home at the fair. If the time of day is wrong for an actual cow in the parlor, please press pause now to enjoy the video presentation. What is all that activity on the other side of the barn? The first 12 days of the fair, this area will be full of purebred sheep. Some will be here because they are sheep that provide us with meat, and others are here because of their wool value. Speaking of wool, a shearing demonstration goes on 5 times a day right here. If you want to watch a shearing demonstration, press pause now. Depending on the day, there might be pigs and goats on this side of the building. Also on this side of the building is a big show ring. This is used for sheep, goats, and if your timing is right, you can catch the Peterson Border Collies working. Check the schedule often, as these dogs do 2 shows a day through most of the fair. Press pause to enjoy the activities in Ring 2. Oh look, what is that building inside a building? It's the Fiber Nook. Come on in. Here's a chance to see the wonderful end product of fiber. Creative handiwork competing for a blue ribbon, plus ongoing demonstrations of weaving, knitting, and spinning. Demonstrators will be eager to answer your questions about their unique skills. Please take advantage of the chance for a fiber product purchase to take home. At the far end of the nook, fibers from the alpaca and llama are featured. Pause here to enjoy the Fiber Nook demonstrations. See all those boxes of wool? They are competing for the best fleece at the Big E. A fleece is 1 year's worth of growth from a sheep. Most fleeces will weigh about 8 to 15 pounds. Please press pause now. As you work your way back towards the entrance, you will notice that we have several aisles of cattle on this side of the barn. Feel free to walk down and look at the cattle and visit the many farm displays. Or there is the possibility that you may see alpacas or llamas. Our camelid friends will be in the barn the last week of the fair, and handouts about them are available at ringside. Visit many of the farms proudly displaying their camelids. You may be visiting on a day when certain areas may be very busy, with animals coming or going, tractors cleaning, or space just empty. These are what we call changeovers. One group of animals is leaving after being here and showing for 4 days, and another one is coming in. We do this 13 times during the fair. If you visit in the morning and we have empty space, check back later in the day and see what has changed. As you make your way back out of the complex, be sure to use the hand washing stations, as we know you will soon be eating some great fair delights. For your safety, hand washing is suggested several times during your visit to the Big E. Stop and see 600 pounds of butter being sculpted by world-renowned food sculptor Jim Victor. It's always a surprise to see what Jim is making for you to enjoy. Click pause to read some butter facts. Grab a jet shake of fresh milk from the 4-H folks and journey through the Christmas tree exhibit. Press pause now. Would you have chosen this year's winner for your holiday tree? They are all winners. And those wreaths, perfect ideas for your holiday decorations. Click pause to visit with our Christmas tree experts. The antique tractor exhibit will remind some of the good old days, and others will only marvel at the technology that preceded our current four-wheeler. Thanks for visiting us today, and we hope that you will visit the website and give us your online comments. We want to encourage you to move towards the Farmerama building for more fun with agriculture. The building is located next to the Coliseum.